Hayley, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Hayley, how does the Morrison government's plan align with expert advice about the best way to prevent domestic violence?
Well, quite simply, it doesn't. We have been consulted quite heavily by the government on the National Action Plan to reduce violence against women and their children. However, this recent announcement, which we just found the detail, on Saturday around the $10 million for specialised family violence services, really doesn't align with the advice that we've been providing and the framework around best practice in the provision of domestic and family violence services.
Well, how are current existing domestic violence services in New South Wales be affected by the Morrison's government funding commitment to specialised family violence services?
Well, look, essentially, this was one of the first things that we picked up when the $328 million package was announced by the Morrison government, is that there was this $10 million that was announced for frontline services to meet service gaps. We were excited to hear that some announcement around frontline services was going to be that was made. We were concerned that it was only $10 million across the entire nation, but we really wanted to get to the detail of what that was. Our initial inquiries, went down to Canberra and had some conversations around, where that was to go, and was told that it was to go towards these specialised family violence services. Now, most of us in the sector had not even really heard of these services at all. In New South Wales, for example, the primary specialist response for women are our services, the Women's Domestic Violence Court Advocacy Services, which are services right across the state and a very highly integrated service system, that is set up under the Safer Pathway Program in New South Wales. This announcement for frontline services by the Morrison government really is not integrated with this statewide service system at all.
Right. Well, what were some of the guidelines for reform that have been put forward by the Women's Domestic Violence Court Advocacy Service?
Look, the Women's Domestic Violence Court Advocacy Service is a really highly developed, high-quality, consistent service response across New South Wales. We have high-quality guidelines and programs and policies and procedures that are set around a fundamental approach to domestic violence service provision that centres on safety first. It centres on supporting women and children in their safety, and holding the account those who use violence in relationships accountable for their behaviour, and referring those to services where they wish to change their behaviour to go on to live lives with better relationships moving forward. But ultimately, the services that we provide have at the very core a gendered lens. We have an understanding that domestic and family violence is caused by an imbalance of power, by coercive control, and the concern that we have around an approach that focuses on a whole of family approach with couples counselling and mediation as part of this suite of services is that it fails to kind of recognise that at the centre of that is an imbalance of power, so it's really not best practice.
If you've just joined us on The Daily, we're speaking with Hayley Foster, a director of the Women's Domestic Violence Court Advocacy Service in New South Wales, about the problems with the Morrison government's funding plan to combat family violence. So, Hayley, what are some of the most crucial gaps in services which could assist the survivors of family and domestic violence here in New South Wales?
Look, the key gaps in New South Wales, I've gone right across New South Wales and we loud and clear have heard what these are. The number one, I've just surveyed our entire service workers across New South Wales. We've got to over 250. And so I've actually got some really good results on this. The biggest one in terms of a service gap is ongoing support for women and children post-crisis, and that's so regarded as case management support, so that after the crisis they can actually link in with the services, the legal and support services to for themselves and their children to go on and live lives free from violence. The second one that was featuring there was around crisis access to, you know, better crisis payments and emergency need payments. You know, at the moment they're accessing very little of that and not immediately. The other one is around supported accommodation. So, the women's refuges are funded not enough in this state, and we need to see an increased investment in those. And then some areas there aren't any women's shelters or women's refuges at all. We also need to see an increase in legal services. So in some places across New South Wales, women are not accessing legal services at all when they're trying to go access the justice system and to achieve safety for themselves and their children. So it's a massive gap. And finally, the final gap really is around men's behaviour change programs. We really need to see a statewide approach, a consistent, standardised approach to men's behaviour change, so that where there are men in the community that have realised that their behaviour is impacting on the people that they love in their lives, that they want to change their behaviour, there needs to be services right across New South Wales, no matter what your postcode, to be able to access services that are accredited, fully equipped and standardised, that are able to, that they can assist them to change their behaviour.
Mm. Well, hopefully we can see some funding from the government at some point for some of these, you know, really important services. Well, Hayley, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Such a pleasure, Nathaniel. Thanks for having us on, and thanks for continuing to pay attention to these issues. It's really important. Thank you.
Very important to talk about. That was Hayley Foster, Director of the Women's Domestic Violence Court Advocacy Service here in New South Wales, speaking to The Daily this morning about whether the Morrison government has chosen the most effective way to go about preventing domestic violence here in Australia. Now, if the story has raised any concerns for you or for those around you, you can call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737 732, or you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.